I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In China, nearly 30 pastors and staff from the Beijing Zion Church had disappeared and been detained by Chinese authorities in a four-day spree. The once massive house church was banned in 2018 for resisting government surveillance. They've continued to meet in smaller groups despite the harassment. A gospel worker supporting the church in China says,
"It is a new and significant crackdown that should get our attention and should refocus our thoughts and prayers towards the people in China that are facing ever-increasing challenges and outright persecution."
The arrests appear to stem from church leaders using the internet in unapproved ways. Please pray for wisdom for believers on how to keep ministering the gospel under government pressure. Pray that younger believers will glean insight from the older generation on how to endure persecution. And finally, what makes a good church planter? The answer to this question helps the FMI team effectively plant churches around the world, in this case, Turkey. Patrick Anthony from FMI says,
"So one of the biggest challenges is just finding those people in a country with a Christian population that's so small in percentage."
Churches often grow under strong leadership, but multiplication remains a challenge. Many capable leaders build strong communities, yet struggle to reach beyond them. The need is to find someone
to raise up a church and disciple a church for the purpose of those people's spiritual health, of course, and also the multiplication of the church.
There are vast territories of Turkey that haven't heard the gospel yet, so please pray for workers to be found. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.